I saw a vision in my dream, and huge boulders and rocks looked like they were falling from the sky. Fires were breaking out at the same time. I told her we must warn the people. I told her I was given prophetic warnings of huge earthquakes, storms, missiles, biological warfare, nuclear warfare, plagues, and now meteor showers like none seen before. I remembered in the dream she said she would help me, travel with me, and warn the people. I was swinging my crossed leg very quickly in the dream, sitting on a couch as we talked. My beloved husband stood by my side watching me. He was going to speak to her when I was finished prophesizing. It didn't matter whether I knew the woman's name or not. I recognized the Holy Spirit in her. In the dream, I ended the conversation on the phone because I realized my husband and I hadn't eaten all day. We must have been fasting, and I had a sharp pain in my leg. End of dream. I awoke, and I was hungry, and I did have a sharp pain in my right leg. And my husband prayed for the sharp pain in my leg, and the pain went away. I have to explain some personal things I would rather not say. Shoshana is no longer my friend in real life for years now. I can't even call her sister, for she says she is a Messianic Jewish ministry, and yet tell the Jews that keeping the Torah alone will save their souls. I know the reason she wasn't there in the dream, and they had expected her back, but she had not returned. I also expected her to come back and serve Yahshua and teach the Jews and Gentiles. There is no way to heaven except through the gift of Yahweh given to us at Calvary, and that is Yahweh's only begotten Son, Yahshua, who is our sin sacrifice. She has not done so in real life that I am aware of. The only reason I have told you her name is because it is in the dream. I don't know the name of the woman with a high-pitched voice, nor anything about her, but in the dream I recognize the anointing of Yahweh. She was eating when I called, because she was eating the word of God Yahweh, and she was being nourished on meat. She was at Shoshana's house, and I know she lives in Georgia. I was sent to warn the state of Georgia and Louisiana first. In the dream, my beloved husband, Apostle Nehemiah, stood by my side, listening. In reality, we are together 24 hours a day, and we are always by each other's sides. We are a balanced, anointed team. I have no discernment why I was quickly swinging my cross leg, nor why I got a pain in that leg. I don't know why we were fasting that day. Both my husband and I feel the urgency of dangerous times ahead, and we are now seeking Yahweh how to prepare for the coming year. As I was typing this, the anointing came upon me, and prophecy 67 has come forth. Again, the dream and the prophecy have come at the same time. I want to thank all of you who take these prophecies and warnings seriously and send them to other ministries as well as your email lists. You shall share in the same rewards that we do when these people are warned and spared. We are like a golden chain. Each link needs each other. I want to publicly thank Reverend Carolu for warning her email list. I've written her back, and she must not be getting the emails. Carolu and all those working with me to raise up intercessors for prayer warriors and warn as Ezekiel 3:17-21 states, you shall share in the same rewards in heaven for obeying Yahweh and hearing his voice through these prophetic warnings. I want to thank all who wrote Jim Bramlett and asked him to post Prophecy 66. Yahshua is not coming for the church, but for his bride. So many of you bombarded his email, and I found out why Yahweh included his name in that prophecy. This shocked me, as a new babe in Christ wrote me the below, and I don't know if the prophecy was ever posted at the Five Doves website. I grieve because Jim is looking for the rapture, and yet he doesn't believe in the soon-coming bridegroom being Yahshua, and he doesn't believe in the son of Yahweh.